Hey gang, this is Adolfo with Squared Circle Expo. You're listening to Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. As always, with me is my co-host Donnie Hoover, sitting in his car tonight, not studio.
Yep, nope. The studio is at home, where I am not. The Pennywise balloon is still shrinking at a feverish pace, and I'm actually here at the training center tonight. We had a couple clients come in, so I'm up here, and I broke away from them and told them they're on their own, that I was going to come out here and do some podcast talking.
Now, unfortunately, they're going to destroy your ring.
If they destroy it, they're going to be fixing it.
Anyway, joining us on this episode of the Wrestle Horror Podcast is one of the organizers of the Squared Circle Expo, Adolfo Dorda. Adolfo, I've known you since Days of the Dead. What is going on, my friend?
How's it going? Good to be talking to you again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. And like I told you earlier before we went on the air, I'm not used to you with facial hair. It's like,
yeah, you know, I think the pandemic kind of got got us in a different place. I just sort of stopped shaving for a little while because you had the mask on and you didn't have to really worry about being all tight and clean. And then after a while, once we got past the itch phase, I decided I wanted to kind of wear it for a little while. The wife likes it, so you know, as long as she approves, we're good to go.
My
wife, happy life.
What's that?
That happy wife, happy life.
That's yep. Right.
Yep. My wife insists on it, so like Donnie said, happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
So, you know, I know you've been trying to get Squared Circle Expo off the ground, and it's been a labor of love, I'm sure. And you know, you've had some ups and some downs and some disappointments, but it looks like it's finally coming to fruition. Squared Circle Expo, May of this year. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. You're right about it being kind of a long haul for us. We originally started, you know, originally when I left the last show at the end of 2018, I really wasn't planning on getting back into the convention game, at least not for a couple of years. I always figured that the bug would bite again, but the wife and I, we decided we wanted to kind of take a little bit of time off. The last show became our full-time job, and we had just gotten tired with traveling around the country six times a year and wanted to just sort of, you know, lay low for a little while. Unfortunately, before too long, we were getting a lot of offers that we couldn't refuse, and a lot of people just asking, like, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? And Ed Gonzalez, which is my partner with Squared Circle Expo, we had kind of been tossing around the idea in the back of our head of doing something similar than what we did with the last show, but having it more wrestling based. And for those that don't know Ed has a background in the industry. He's been an indie wrestler for 20 years. Recently retired. His wife, Hardcore Heather Owens, actually was in the business for quite a long time. She's the first female inductee to the War Hall of Fame. And she actually, she hung her boots up about 2 years ago, right before the pandemic. So we'd kind of always tossed around that idea. And, you know, even before we were doing the other show, we had kind of mentioned it. And I always said, if the opportunity ever comes where I'm not doing the other show anymore and I want to do something different, I'd love to work with you. I'll give it a shot. And Ed and me are a lot alike. We're both, you know, kind of have that carny blood in us. We both like a good gimmick and being creative in promotion. And, you know, it's been a really fun match. It's been a really fun collaboration with him. We sort of originally had the show scheduled for May of 2020. But as we all know, there was a little thing that happened in 2020, which forced us to postpone it. It forced pretty much the entire world to postpone for quite some time. And so we once we started getting towards the end of 2020 and it looked like we might be turning the corner going into 2021, we went ahead and re-announced the show. We were able to book the majority of the talent from the original show on, and then we also added some really cool new guests, which I think have really complemented the show and taken it to another level. And so now we're 4 weeks away, and May 14th and 15th, 2021, we'll be debuting at the Wyndham Indianapolis West in Indianapolis, Indiana, which is a hotel that we know very well. And we're looking forward to it. It's been a long ride. It's been a long road, but you know, here it is. We're coming down the home stretch.
You know, finally, you know, I mean, a lot of people have been following you since you first announced this, and you know, you could see the disappointment in people's words, but you know, finally, here it comes. It's going to happen this year, and you've got a great lineup of people. I mean, Donnie's been going over that backwards and forwards, haven't you, Donnie?
Oh yeah, for sure. I said, I got a copy of the whole list there. I'll read them off to you of all the guests we got lined up, save you the trouble. Looks like what you guys got so far, and I'm sure you may or may not be adding to this, but on both Friday and Saturday, people that you've got listed so far is Al Snow, Billy Gunn, Booker T, Charles Wright, Cody Hawk. Everybody knows Cody. Dan DeBeast Severn, Darby Allin, Dr. Britt Baker, Duke the Dumpster Drosy, Dustin Rhodes, Francine, Jake the Snake Roberts, Kane, Kevin Thorne, Medusa, Melina, Nyla Rose, Renee Michelle, Sammy Guevara, Shark Boy, Shauna Reed, Tay Conti, The Boogeyman, The Gun Club, The Headbangers, The Highlanders, and Vicky Guerrero. And on Saturday, you got Chris Masters and JTG. I mean, that is just a ton of talent right there.
Yeah, we actually, we're still adding a couple of more. We got a few more that we're going to be announcing over the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I'm glad that you alphabetized them. I always have a hard time when I start running them off. You never want to insult anybody by announcing them too low on the list. But, you know, I think alphabetizing them is a very diplomatic way to go about it.
Yeah, that's your out right there, doing it that way.
So, but yeah, no, it's a good little mix of the old, a good little mix of the new. You know, you got some WWE legends, you got, you know, people that have been in WCW, ECW, you got a good crop of the AEW up and coming talent. So I'm very excited. There's something a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been watching the list as you've been adding, and it's like, oh wow, they finally added this person, or, oh, that's cool, I'd like to meet him. And you just, the list goes on, you know. It's a dream for wrestling fans to be able to go to this type of convention. I mean, in previous shows, it was a small part of it, but this time around, it's the focus, and that's what I think is really neat.
Yeah, a lot, you know, there's a lot of other wrestling conventions all over the country, and each one is different. Each one has its own thing going on, and oftentimes the main event happens to be the ring show, and we do have a very awesome ring show planned for Saturday night, but we kind of wanted to make it more similar to the last venture I was involved in, similar to the pop culture type shows, where the atmosphere of the community is kind of the main draw. You have a lot of the autograph signings, you have the Q&A panels, you have all of the special events that go along with that, and then you also have the wrestling event on Saturday night. So, you know, I haven't seen too many that have done it like that. We have quite a few up in my area in Wisconsin that are kind of like the one day shows, where you have a ring show and then maybe a half dozen talent. But, you know, in the Midwest, I feel like this is a fairly unique take on it.
Man, I got a couple questions. I was looking at your hours and stuff. Friday, it's the expos from 5 to 11. And then Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., it looks like.
Yeah.
It says the after-hour events are from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Friday. What is the after-hour events for people that are interested?
So we haven't announced it yet, but I'll go ahead and spill the beans on the WrestleWhore podcast. On Friday night, we're going to be doing karaoke live. We've actually got a way that we're doing it where everything is going to be disinfected and single use for everybody. So we'll be announcing more details of that on our social media. But for people tuning into the Wrestle Whore podcast, depending on when this airs, this is the first time we've ever talked about that. So that's a little bit of an exclusive. Saturday night, we're just kind of having an after party. It's going to be a little bit more laid back. We're going to have a live music DJ and then some drinks in the bar. We figure that the Saturday night wrestling show is going to be kind of the pinnacle of the weekend. Everything's going to escalate to that. And afterwards, we're all just coming down after 2 days of nothing but wrestling, hanging out, doing it like they do at most of the halls where, you know, once the last match is had, everybody retires to the bar for a couple of drinks and to talk about what a great time was had.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got our room booked there at the hotel, so we're definitely going to be doing that.
Right on, yeah. And you know, that's the way to do it. I don't know how many rooms there are left, if any, but if anybody's going to the show, especially with these hotel conventions, staying on site is the way to do it. You don't want to you're taking a cab across town to another hotel or going, you know, somewhere else to an Airbnb when you've been partying all night. You just want to be able to stay there. You don't have to worry about the driving. You don't have to worry about an Uber. You can kind of just party to your heart's desire and then retire up to your room when you've had too much.
You know, my wife just tried to reserve a room a couple of days ago, and there were like three rooms left.
Oh, okay.
But no, wait, she hesitated.
Oh.
And when she went back, there were no rooms left.
Oh, no.
So we ended up, there's a Holiday Inn across the street.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
That's where we ended up. So it's just, you know, hop across the street and I'm there. It's
like, yeah, the one thing I like about the Wyndham, and actually since you mentioned that, it'll probably be a good time for me to gather up all their info and post it for our patrons. There's one or two hotels that share the parking lot, the back parking lot with the Wyndham. So when we used to run shows there with the last one, if you missed out on the Wyndham, there's that Holiday Inn, and I believe the other one's a La Quinta. I haven't been there. I haven't been down to that hotel in a couple of years, but there was another one there where the rates were fairly comparable and you could always just walk across the street, walk across the parking lot, and there you go. But you know, it's good to stay in the area. You don't want to have to drive after you've been drinking or, you know, none of that irresponsible stuff. As long as you're in the area, you're good to go.
Hang in the hotel with the wrestlers. I mean, it's safe.
Yeah. That's right.
People are wondering how the hotel got booked out so quick. You guys are offering different ticket packages. You got a world champion VIP pass that you limited to 100 tickets or 100 passes. And then you got a main event 2-day pass you limited to 300 passes. And those are both sold out. There's no more. So, yeah.
We sold out the VIP passes fairly early in advance, which I was, you know, we had a feeling the show was going to do great just because from the time we were building it up, right when we first announced it in late 2019, the reception was so good. We knew that it was going to be special, but we didn't quite know how special it was going to be, especially having to delay it once and then kicking it off at kind of at a time where things are so strange with the rest of the world. But the VIP passes sold out about 2 months or so before the event. And then the weekend passes just sold out last week. The main event passes a month before the event. So that's wild to me. That's crazy. Our vendor tables are sold out as well. And then as you're saying, the hotel's all booked up too. So there's definitely a lot of excitement behind this.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, definitely. We've been looking forward to it for several reasons. And, you know, one of them being actually our first convention as a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, COVID.
All right.
it's exciting for not only for that, but to see what you guys have to present. You know, I know you do quality work on your show, so I'm sure you're going to knock this one out of the park as well.
Yeah. And you know, that's something that's always been really important with us. And Ed worked on me with the last show, and pretty much the entire crew that we have coming into Squared Circle Expo are veterans from the last show. So they already know just kind of the type of operation we want to run, the type of product we want to put out. And one of the reasons why, aside from, you know, wanting to take a break from the public eye, one of the reasons my wife and I, but not just us, but nobody with the show really announced who they were or announced our involvement up until recently, was we didn't want to sell the product based on who was behind it. Right. We know that we had a reputation for, you know, putting out good product, but we wanted people to be excited for the product itself. We wanted to be, have people excited for the presentation. We wanted to have people excited for the prospects of what we were bringing before waving our own flags and putting our own names on it. We didn't want that to factor into people's decisions, whether or not they wanted to come to the show. And I had seen you guys, you know, kind of sign on board, and I kept it a secret from you guys as well up until recently. But I wanted to start fresh. I wanted to build it from the beginning, and I wanted people to have confidence in what we were doing because they were excited for it. I didn't want any other outside factors to kind of taint that or to bring any sort of artificial hype to something that we wanted to grow organically. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know, it was something that was really important to us, and we discussed. And now that, you know, the cat's out of the bag and a lot of people recognize the players behind the show, it's just kind of amplified the excitement all the more. But we feel good that we were able to sell people on this idea long before we were able to put our faces on it.
Well, I admire you for doing it that way, because what you were basically doing is, you know, you, like you said, you're not resting on your previous laurels. You want to build new ones. So you're building it from the ground up without anybody knowing. So it's all based on organics instead of recognition.
Right. I mean, Ed has a reputation in the wrestling scene as well. His wife's very well known. And so it was just, you know, we didn't want that to get in the way. We wanted to just go and do work and do honest work and have that be what people ultimately bought into.
And I think you've really, you know, presented that to everybody. It's an overwhelming response, and it's all because of the hard work you did and not your reputation.
Yeah, we're very surprised. Like I said before, we knew it was going to be special just based off the early hype of it. And I think it at first was special because it was an idea that a lot of people were excited about. there's not a lot of these types of conventions that do wrestling. I mean, there's the big event up in New York. There's WrestleCon, which kind of travels, you know, the country based on where WrestleMania is being held. And then There's WrestleCade out on the East Coast, I believe North Carolina or South Carolina. I'm not quite sure. Heroes and Legends with Jason Maples, who's a really, really good friend of ours, runs in Fort Wayne, Indiana, but he's one that's more, that show's based more on the ring show. It's based more on the wrestling. And they've been doing it for a very long time. And we've been working with Jason for a very long time, even with the last show. And we're actually going to be there this weekend at Heroes and Legends supporting Jason. But our shows are still very different. We focus on different things. There's different ways to enjoy it. And I think just being, bringing something new and bring our interpretation of it to the Midwest is something that drew a lot of excitement and a lot of curiosity early on. And then I think the way that we handled things with the COVID stuff, the way we handled the sort of rescheduling of the show and the way we did right by a lot of the fans, the ones that couldn't make the new date, didn't get left in a lurch, the ones that stayed on and were loyal to us, got a couple of perks thrown at them on top of that. So we've been customer service all the way, and I think a lot of people have been appreciative of that.
Hey, wrestling fans, are you ready for the biggest wrestling convention in the Midwest? Well, wait no longer. The Squared Circle Expo, May 14th and 15th, the Wyndham Indianapolis West Hotel, Indianapolis, Indiana. Featuring the biggest names in wrestling, including 2021 WWE Hall of Fame inductee, the Big Red Machine Kane, Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts, Hall of Famer The Godfather, UFC, WWE legend Dan the Beast Severn, Darby Allin, Dustin Rhodes, The Gun Club, Vicky Guerrero, Booker T, and many more being announced daily. Tickets are going fast, so make sure you get to the website and get your hotel and your tickets to the show at squaredcirclex.com. Thanks to our friends at Collar and Elbow. Live wrestling, Q&A panels, vendors, after parties, the Squared Circle Expo. We'll see you there.
Donnie, do you have any other questions for Adolfo?
Yeah, I do. We had mentioned earlier, like you, and you mentioned just now about the ring show on Saturday night. And with COVID and everything that's going on, and in 4 weeks, you know, things may change and they may loosen the reins a little bit. But we had talked a little bit on, off air. And as of right now, the only way to get into the live ring show is with the world champion VIP pass and the main event 2-day pass. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's correct. Originally, when we first put those passes on sale back in 2019 or early 2020 for the original show, that was one of the included perks with the passes. And a lot of fans bought those passes and carried them over to the new show. A few fans bought individual passes to the ring show because we put them on sale. And then shortly thereafter, we're looking at having to cancel the show. So we paused sales of those. Those passes will be honored as well. But we haven't added any additional passes simply because we're going to be running at 50% capacity. Right now, the room that we're running in can hold just over 800 seats. So with the social distancing aspect and the 50% capacity, we're going to be able to accommodate just over 400, which is the 100 VIP passes and the 300 weekend passes. We haven't added any more. Just because we felt the right thing to do was to honor our commitment to the people that bought those passes already. We didn't want to change the rules on them. We didn't want to oversell and then have to kick some people out because that just wouldn't be the right way to do business. So the way that we're operating now, we're still under that 50%. If Indiana should raise it to 75, which we anticipate is a good possibility, then what we'll do is we'll sell additional seats at the door, but only if it's deemed safe to do so, and only if we're going in accordance with all of the state health department guidelines.
Right, and that kind of segues into my next question. What all protocols? I know you guys are, you know, you guys are very experienced at conventions, and you guys are all about, you know, keeping it safe during the COVID times. And what protocols and what stuff do you have in place for people that are interested in knowing that?
So what we're operating now, Squared Circle Expo staff, what we're going to be doing is most of us have already been vaccinated fully. I just got my second one last Wednesday. Nevertheless, we are all going to be wearing masks to the event. That's going to be regardless of whether or not Marion County, Indiana changes their stance on the masks. Right now, Indiana, all of Indiana except for Marion County, masks are not required. Masks are suggested, but not required. Marion County, where Indianapolis happens to reside in, they are still required. We are going to be operating under that rule regardless of what happens from now till the 4 weeks of the show. As far as patrons, well, they're going to be beholden to whatever the state mandate or the county mandate is at the time. But for them, we are going to have social distancing in our panel rooms. Obviously, the ring show is going to be social distance and it's going to be limited capacity. We're going to be having sanitation stations in every single room of the convention space, as well as every hall. And we're going to have some masks that we're going to be giving away on hand for free if anyone decides that they need to go ahead and wear them. If it's mandated by the county, obviously they're going to need them to enter the show. But should they not be mandated, should things change and then somebody changed their mind at the show, maybe they don't feel as safe as they thought they were, we'll be there to hook them up and make sure that they're protected. For our photo ops, we're actually trying something a little bit creative, and we're going to be doing pro photo ops maskless. However, the way we're doing that, we're going to be kind of bisecting the room with a plexiglass wall. So the talent will be on one side of the wall where patrons will be on the other side. It's going to be a thin plexiglass barrier that'll keep everybody safe and not exposed, but will be easily Photoshopped out in the final product. Our photographer is going to take the photos. So I don't know if the podcast is going to have video, but if you are looking at me right now and you can kind of imagine like my hand is right in the middle, that's where the plexiglass would be. The talent would be on one side. The fan would be on the other. They can get as close as they can as long as they're not touching the wall, just because that'll be weird to Photoshop out. Our photographer, who's very good at that kind of magic, will then Photoshop out the plexiglass from all of the photos and make it look as natural as it would have been in 2019. So it's ambitious. We've tested it out. We know we can do it. We've got the best of the best with Jason Schaefer Photography, who we worked with in the last show. And we're very confident in that whole setup. And I think it's going to be pretty cool because I've seen a lot of shows doing photo ops with masks on, and I understand the reason for that, but I think that to have such an important keepsake and be reminded of the really bummer time that we had in 2021 and part of 2020 and part of 2021 with the COVID pandemic, I think it'd be a shame to look back on a keepsake such as a pro photo op with Kane or Darby Allin or any one of those guys or gals and have everybody looking like ninjas. So we're going to have that plexiglass barrier. Now it'll allow people to be safe. We're going to have air purifiers in the room as well, and it'll be cleaned out after every celebrity. So it's a lot of extra work, but I think it's worthwhile to do something of quality that people are going to remember and people are going to be happy with.
Yep. And yeah, like people can go on to your guys' website to buy the photo ops. And I got my second list here. I'm a list guy.
There you go. I'm a list guy too. I feel you.
But it looks like on the photo ops for Friday, you're going to have Sammy Guevara. I always butcher his last name. He's going to kill me. Darby Allin, Tay Conti, Dustin Rhodes, and The Godfather. Looks like they're the ones going to be on Friday. On Saturday, it's Sammy again, Darby Allin again, Tay Conti, Dustin Rhodes again. The Godfather is exiting the building, but Papa Shango will be taking his place. So that'll be fun. The Boogeyman, Jake the Snake Roberts, and that's for Saturday. The ones just photo ops for Saturday only at a limited time. It looks like Kane. And then you're also going to have Boogeyman and Papa Shango together and the Gun Club together for photo ops. So you got a lot of cool people that's going to be stepping up, taking some pictures with some fans.
Yeah, we're gonna be adding a few more too. We're just waiting on their pricing. A couple of guests are still kind of waiting on them to get back to us as far as like what they would like to charge. For all of our events, the guests are the ones that set the prices. The same with the autographs. We don't really have any influence in the autographs or the photo op prices. I know some of the bigger shows will sometimes pre-sell all of that and tack on an extra $10 so that they can get a cut of it, but we don't do that. So, we're just waiting on them to get back to us, but yeah, we'll be adding quite a few more over the next week, but it's already a really fun list. There's several that I myself am excited to jump into.
This whole thing is just, I mean, Donnie and I have been talking about it back and forth for, you know, weeks, and the excitement behind it. And he gets to interview his first celebrities on his new microphone. So he's,
yeah, there you go.
I hope I sound better than I did at my last interview. I had to go out and buy a blue mic for this kind of thing. Cause I did one over the weekend. And when I heard it back, I was using the onboard laptop mic thinking that would suffice. And oh no, it was pretty painful. So I had to go out and get a blue microphone and hopefully this one will come out a little clearer than the last one.
Well, you sound great, and I like blue microphones, so you're all right.
Oh, yeah.
Good to hear.
So, Donnie,
mm-hmm.
I think it's time for the question.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely hit him with the question. Before I do that, though, but yeah, just so people understand, not only will the wrestlers be there to sign autographs, take pictures, but you're also going to have like a plethora of vendor tables and vendor booths there, too. So it's going to be just like your normal average convention. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody that's a wrestling fan to get down there and join us. So the question, we asked all of our guests the same question. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just for fun. And it's to try to see how twisted some people really are in this world, us included. So the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill?
My go-to kill, like as far as a weapon goes or as far as like a trademark kill or...
Whichever you'd like it. Just what would be your go-to kill?
It's a good question. You know, this might seem simple, but it's a callback to one of my favorite movies of all time. And anytime I've ever seen this being done in a horror movie or television show, I almost have to look away. And for me to say that, I've seen some really messed up movies. I mean, you know, my history in that genre, as far as conventions go, I've seen it all, but I think it'd have to be a chainsaw or, you know, some sort of chainsaw type kill. Just, you know, Texas Chainsaw Massacre was probably one of the first movies that really shook me out of my skin. That scene in Scarface is absolutely just one of the most brutal scenes in a non-horror movie. And my wife and I have recently been revisiting American Horror Story. And just last week we were getting through season 4 where I'm not going to spoil it in case anybody hasn't seen it yet, although it's probably about like 5 or 6 years old at this point, but there's a character who has their legs chopped off with a chainsaw as well. And man, it's never pleasant. It's never clean. It's always really messy. And I think that's the way I would go. Not as big and hulking as Leatherface though. It probably, you know, I'm a much smaller framed guy, but I think wielding one of those, you could do a lot of damage.
Oh, so yeah. So yours wouldn't be more power. It'd be more finesse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Adolfo, can you let everybody know how they can find out more about Squared Circle Expo's social media, website, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/SquaredCircleExpo. We're also on Twitter and on Instagram. Just go ahead and put in a search for Squared Circle Expo. I'm sure we'll pop up. Also, the website is www.squaredcirclex.com. And that's got all the info, the full guest list that Donnie ran through, photo ops, ticket info, where it's happening. And pretty soon in the next week or so, we're going to be posting our full panel schedule, our ring card, the schedule, and then all the special events that we're doing during the show and after hours. So it's going to be a plethora of things to do, a fun 2 days of nothing but wrestling. So come on out May 14th, May 15th, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Make sure you join Adolfo. Make sure you join me and Donnie. It's going to be one heck of a time. It's going to be a great show.
Look forward to seeing you guys there, man. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. For the Wrestle Horror Podcast, I am Meat Hook Jim, along with a darkening Donnie Hoover and our guest Adolfo Dorta from Squared Circle Expo. Have a great evening. We'll catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube @TheWrestleHorror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.